time to take back our dignity and respect and unite, because we are the backbone of the world. We are the trades. We are contractors. We create, we build, we beautify, we repair. We make people's dreams come true, and now it's time to get ours. Join me now in the contractor fight. And the way you do that is you go to thecontractorfight.com. But here's the deal. Once you're accepted into the group, you've got 24 hours to own your crap, because we don't win this fight without first being honest with where we are at right now. And I'm going to remove you if you don't own it. You got 24 hours to own your crap and to come clean about something in your business, something in your life that's causing you to be mediocre. Because we're going to win with the right few, not the wrong many. Okay, so when you get there, when you get to thecontractorfight.com in this private Facebook group, you're going to see a welcome video there. Watch the video, do what it says. That's your first step in joining this fight, the contractor fight. All right, welcome to the contractor fight. Today, I want to talk a little bit about scaling your business and whether it's something that you should consider doing or not. You know, one of the steps in my growth plan for contractors is what we call multiplying Benjamins. That's, you know, scaling the business, which is sometimes a good idea to do. But the first question I want to ask before we get into this is, why would you want to try to multiply stuff that's not working? You know, too many contractors think the answer to their problems is going to be getting more jobs or hiring more people or a shop, hiring an assistant, growing bigger. You know, there's some industries that I work with where the springtime hits and the phone explodes and everyone freaks out and they go out and they hire either, you know, more labor, or they hire an office person or something. And then June and July comes around, it's like crickets in their business because they don't have other systems and processes in place to support what they think is the growth. Okay. But they're not really having growth. They're just having a seasonal explosion of activity. All right. See, growing your business before you're ready is just growing your problems. Okay. Let me say that again. Growing your business before you're ready is just growing your problems. You know, should you grow? Maybe. Who knows? It depends on your goals. Okay. It depends on, are you already making money? Is your profit good? Is your overhead under control? Are things working? Because then when the time is right, then we can multiply the Benjamins and scale the business, and that can change the game for you in a huge way. So listen, I want to make sure that one of the things I get across today is that you understand that the contractor fight is the long game. It is not a quick fix. It's not about, how fast can we grow and make money and wiggle our genie nose or whatever and have all of our problems fixed. Most problems, and really not most, everything that's going on in your business is connected. All right. And so you've got to be committed to playing the long game if you're going to have a strong business that makes tons of money and meets the needs of you and your family. So I want to talk quickly three things here today that I believe are worth you growing. Focus on growing in your business. And the first is making sure that you have a great experience for your clients and for your employees, the people on your team. All right. What holes are there in your business? Don't go to scale. Don't get more customers if the experience you're giving right now isn't what it should be. Don't seek to add more employees to the business if your current employees aren't feeling the love from yous. Okay. Another thing to consider, and you know, this takes some guts, but I encourage you to grab some customers of yours that you trust and that you believe will tell you the truth. And you just say, hey, listen, I know we're not the cheapest dude on the block when it comes to our product or our trade here, our service. Did the experience that we delivered you match the money you paid for the job? Or for the project, for the service call, whatever. Because guys, that's at the end of the day, it's how they feel. It's not anything else. Because a year from now, someone's going to go, hey, what do you think about Tom's, HVAC company or whatever? And when that person thinks of your name, they see your truck, They're reminded that they worked with you in the past. What emotion are they going to have? That's the biggest and most important indicator. You know, it's been said people don't, what is it? They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so, listen, guys, if the experience that you're not delivering is, if it's not top notch in your area, then you got work to do. And in my opinion, you shouldn't be trying to scale a whole lot. Second area that I'm going to encourage you to try to do better in, or do more in, or grow in, is the area of profit. Just take 2-3 areas of your business and make 5% improvements. Do that, and you could have tens of thousands of more dollars in your pocket every year without adding really that much top line revenue to the business. Because remember, the only thing that matters, the top line revenue is nothing. That's what the customer is giving you to deliver the project. What you keep is the number that we need to focus on. And so you can do that by getting, you know, more repeat business or referral business, and that comes from the experience thing that we talked about. You can have more profit when you, you know, like I said, pick 2-3 areas like your overhead, production, lead flow, average job size, stuff like that, and do a couple percentage points better in each of those areas can mean a big, big improvement for you and your profit. And here's the cool thing. As a contractor, in general, our job sizes are obviously much bigger than most other industries. So this 2-6% change that you can have in these certain areas of your business can mean big money, big chunks of money. All right, listen, the third and final thing that I want to encourage you to grow in is the area of time, space, margin, whatever you want to call it in your calendar and in your life. Seek to grow your margin, seek to create more margin, create more space in your life, in your business. Ask yourself this question, ask yourself, your team, this question: how can we deliver a better experience, an amazing experience every time, make more money on every project without adding any more jobs, without adding more of all the things that we talked about earlier in this podcast, you know, more people, a shop, and all these other things? Really seek to find a way to open your calendar up. Because when your calendar is opened up and your days aren't crammed back to back to back to back, you're going to be a better leader. You're going to be more focused. You're going to have more clarity. You're going to be more creative. You're going to solve problems in a more effective manner because you have that margin, that space in your brain and in your calendar. All right, so, like I said, guys, we are declaring war on mediocrity in our businesses. That's what the contractor fight is all about. And so I want to encourage you to sign up for the long game here, okay? This is not a one-month fix, a 8-month fix. This is a multi-year fix to help you have the type of life, have the type of business that you want to have. All right, so with that, guys, level up that experience, level up that profit, find more margin in your life, in your calendar. Seek to grow your business in those ways first before you start multiplying jobs and people and bigger problems. Travis, bring in those guitars, motor hard.